Park Radio with Dave Noodles. Don't stop dreaming.
Yeah, yeah, what up, what up?
Mm-hmm. Do what you gotta do, fam. Hey.
Yeah, yeah, what up?
Yo.
It's your boy. It's the boy right here.
Hold on, let me just switch this.
Yo. This is so cool.
So I just want to shout out all the artists that we played. Shout out to Raheem Andres, Leah Anderson, Brody James, Descendant, Kwaku, Kojo Stone, MCRE, Topher, D-Cure, Johnny Patrop, The Mo Strange, Oasis, M.Dot, C, The Commission, Think Twice, Loose, Isane, Hunted, and the homie VR. So shout out to everyone doing their thing. It's a beautiful Wu-Tang Wednesday.
Woo.
It's only right we got the guests we got in the building. It's been a long journey of our friendship. I'm going to definitely introduce him in just a second. Make sure you support Maker Park Radio. Make sure you click the donate button. Show some love, even though it's not payday. It's always a good day to show love. It's been definitely a good week in Shaolin. The weather's getting nicer. I'm looking at a lot less snow. It's been 40 and 60 bouncing back and forth. And this is episode 19. I got a really good guy in the building. And welcome, my brother.
Hey! Is this close enough?
You're good.
Can I move it? Yeah.
You're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know, this is exciting. This is exciting.
I remember before I even knew you. You showed up at a place to help me with something, and that always stood out to me. You are always like, you always went the extra mile for someone else. And even when you didn't know me, you just showed up. You had no clue who I was, and you were like, "You helped me with a mural in a wall," and that was a memorable moment, man. And it's been dope to just see all the stuff that's been happening ever since that day. It's been a couple of years, at least over 5 years since that day.
Word, like, you know, this is episode 19. I'm pretty sure you met me when I was about 19. Honestly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's actually my birthday today too, guys. I turned 24.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Yeah, man, it's been a heck of a journey. I can't cuss, right?
There is no FCC on this station, so if it slips, you know.
I just wanted to know. You know, I know you a family friendly man. I'm not trying to be like, oh yeah, of course, but like.
Yeah. You know, I always say keep it to a minimum, but always.
You know, I'm. It's a slight potty mouth, nothing too crazy, guys. And for y'all not tuning into live stream. The hat I'm wearing is actually Classic Stereotype Co. I actually asked Dave one time. I was like, yo, you need to bring back the bear hat. I don't know where mine's went. I need another one.
I remember.
It's like my favorite, man. Wow. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, man. It was just great timing. You had so much going on. And finally, some smoke has cleared up where you could finally breathe again. And plan your next flow. But for anyone that maybe hasn't met you and know you as well as I do, maybe just let people know where you're from and where your name, and if you have a nickname or anything.
So my name is Jatik Long. I am from Shaolin, aka Staten Island for the normies. But like, I grew up in Park Hill, and people call me Ja. Most people call me Ja because I grew up with a lot of people calling me my name wrong. So I told people after college, after high school, call me Ja so they don't mess up my name. So people call me Ja. I also go by a hip hop alias, MDXV, Mike Diverse, you know. And I just like to make stuff. That's really my goal. Whether it's shows, events, my own work, whether like ranging from art, music, photography, just sometimes even clothes. Like, I just like to make stuff. That's really all life is for me, you know?
That's really dope, bro. You've, in the short amount of time that we've known each other, I've seen you project in many ways. I've seen you on the stage as a MC, whether it was hosting or performing. I saw you behind the lens capturing photos and videos of all different people from all over. And I've seen you pick up the brush, pick up the illustration tool, whatever it was at the moment, and create something visual. And it's crazy, man. You're literally doing all these different things. Where does all this inspiration come from? Because I feel like there's never a time where you're not creating something. So, like, where do you find it?
Honestly, Dave, I'm going to be on that cheesy note real quick. Knowing people like you. Like, for real. Like, Dave, you are somebody who inspires me in a way that you may not ever truly understand, and on a real tip, because it's just like, you're not only a leader and a role model for me, but for an entire community, and people like you inspire me, and I'd say great life. Art right. is nothing but the imitation of life. And, you know, so it's like, whether it's me, like, you know, I went to the park today. Man, let me write about, like, you know, actually, and other musicians, other artists, like Antonio Mancia. He has a song when I just said, mm-hmm. I went to the park today. I'm pretty sure that's how his song September became. Like, he was like, and he says it, like, I went to the park. Just got to be open to it, you know? And just, I don't know, man. I just let it flow, and, like, I just pick up, like, because, like, people that don't know me, I really do it's kind of hard to pinpoint what I do, because, like, because I do a lot, and it's like, you know, and not to, like, you know, kind of, like, feel myself, but they're all pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Because it is, like, you don't want to be the person, like, yeah, man, I do everything, because you're just like, wow, what a snob. But it's like, no, I'm versatile. And then it's just like, when you're versatile, it's like, it's you basically doing all these different things, but it's like, I don't know. I get a lot of inspiration from all over the place. It varies from whether it's like what medium I'm creating in. If it's like, you know, visually, I'll get inspired by a lot of graffiti and like cartoons. And if it's like audio, I'm inspired by like house music, funk, Childish Gambino, Daft Punk, Kanye West. And then like, you know, for events and like, you know, I'm really inspired by the pulse of New York City and all the dope events I went to. Whenever I go to a dope event, I'm just like, or a dope show, I'm like, all right, so why was that dope?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, so let me break this. So I enjoyed this. I enjoyed that. And like, you know, taking from it and trying to create something in which I would want to hear, something I would want to see, or go to something in which I want to experience. Because I know if I want to feel this way, I'm pretty sure I could find like 3 other people that want to feel that way. And it's like, I'm not really concentrated about the nose, because it's just like, I just want to go and do stuff and vibe with stuff with people that kind of understand, who are the same wavelength, because it's like, all right, let's just party over here then. I guess you guys go party across the street. We got a party over here. Yeah, it's open. Come on. Like, you know.
Got you, man. That's dope. It's true, man. I always tell people, just driving over bridges inspire me, because one, it's like scary as hell. It's like you think of the worst, and then you think of the best. Like, wow, someone made this. This is actually designed. This is built by hundreds of people. This gave many people jobs. This charges us $18 when we get to $10.
You know? That's a whole nother conversation.
Like, there's all different things, but that's cool that all that inspires you.
Yeah, you know, it's cool actually too.
What's that?
Like, saying what you bringing up the bridge as we look at the Verrazano, which is kind of dope.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
That was before the Golden Gate Bridge. That was one of the longest bridges. And, like, you know, like, like, I believe, like, suspended. I'm not too sure. No one quote me on that. But I know that, like, in the United States, it's up there. And just, like, Staten Island is really one of my biggest inspirations ever. Because it's just, like, Staten Island is that, you know that friend, all right, you know why I really resonate with Staten Island, besides being my hometown?
What's that?
When I was in high school, I remember that I was, who I am right now is kind of what I was in high school, just a little more geeky, just to be honest with you, and just like a little bit more nerdy, a little bit more chubby, that's it. But besides that, I was the kid in which, like, you know, some people may have not deemed cool, but was doing all the things that I'm doing now, today. Why Staten Island's narrative resonates with me so much is because it's just like, Staten Island has so much dopeness as far as cultural significance and as far as an abundance of things in which we did to change the world and contribute to culture, New York City, economies, yet no one really represents it, like, but really sees it. Like, people represent it, but really acknowledges it in a way until, like, years later. It's like, you know, like that one kid in high school, like, because I feel like that happens to me at times. Like, wow, you've been doing all this? Like, yo, I've been this way.
Yeah, yeah,
like, what you mean? Like, so that's why I really, like, because it's like, it's, I feel as though, and why it inspires me so much is, like, Staten is this underdog, and I root for the underdogs because those are the things usually that's been full of substance all along. So that's, I definitely really inspires me.
That's super dope, man. And one thing that always stood out to me about you, you're very, like, you have a very family vibe. Like, you feel like a brother that probably many people never had. Me, including me, even though I have one brother. But you feel like a brother I've never had. I'm sure many people feel the same way. Were you always so nice? Were you always so outgoing? Because you have like a spark in your heart or something, because you're super nice to Matt, everyone. And, like, you're really nice. So were you always this way, or did you kind of have to snap in?
Yo, you low-key about to make me cry. Nah, contrary to belief, bro, when I was younger, I remember when I was younger, they used to think that I might have been a mute. Like, the only person I used to speak to was my mom's. Now anybody that sees me is like, yo, John T does not shut up, bro. I love him, but he always talking. So, and, like, kind of even to build on that, nah, I used to be really quite shy. I was really quite shy until, like, I'll say middle school.
Okay.
Is when I started getting out of my shell, and, like, that's when I realized, like, you know, hey, F these people's, like, you know, expectations of me or what they feel that I should be. I like what I like. So what if you don't like it and if you don't like me? And, like, I became this socially, like, honestly, anybody that knows me knows I'll talk about anything. I'm a socially awkward person that just learned how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. That's it. And, like, so it's like, and also because I realized that, like, yo, everyone has a story. And, like, you know, I don't like to, I send positive love out and positive vibes, because it's just like, I remember being that kid that was super shy and, like, you know, like, hey, I felt as no one was listening to me. So, like, whenever I speak to people, I do my best to speak to them and not, like, you know, because we hide behind these like, I won't say masks, but, like, these facades. Yeah. Like, because it's just, and it's just like, yo, let me speak to you. Like, I like to have conversations with somebody, the people behind all that stuff that's going on. It's like, yeah, like, you know, and dig deeper, because, like, I have people that did that for me, and I know that it's powerful, you know, and it also makes life brighter, you know, and richer.
Real talk. Yeah, man. I definitely feel you make a lot of people's day brighter.
Hey, thank you.
You've been on a roll. You've been doing a lot of things. In the last few years, you've done many events. Hundreds of people have been in and out of them.
Ain't that crazy? Honestly? Like, because, yo, you were there at the start, bro. Let's not act like when I was like, yo, Dave, I got this idea for this event. So I'm about to put you on to, like, a classic story. All right, so I was like, yo, Dave, I got the idea for this event. I'm dropping this album. It's called Escaping the Sea of the Red Zebra. And you're just like, dope.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? I was just like, all right, cool. And it's like, I was like, I'll help you get the spot. Like, all right, bet. And you legit kind of was just like, push. I'm going to make you, I'm going to let you do this on your own. And like, I remember, you know, I was just like, yo, you can help me out with this. Like, bro, I got you with this aspect, but this is you. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, and yeah. Honestly, that one event literally shifted and changed, like, it changed everything. It's like part reason why I'm here. So thank you. Like, you know, like, it's wild. Just like that how that beautiful. One aspect.
It was cool, man, because I remember, because I see so many things happen and I don't see any, sometimes it's like, let's move on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't forget to celebrate the win that you did have, because to put out an, since I've known you, you put out like 4 projects, which is really dope. Or maybe you have the 4th one coming out soon. Maybe soon.
Nah, it's coming. It's coming. I came with announcements.
And yeah, man, I just was like, yo, celebrate that. And then here's a cool spot. And then it worked out. And 20 events later, of course, a few years. And, yeah, man, it's been great to be part of the events. I've met a lot of people that I didn't know. Then I've met a lot of the homies that I've had too. So it's definitely been great to see. It's definitely been great. What's maybe, if you could look back at all the events, maybe what's one that really stood out? It could be any time. It could be one that you personally had your hand in and you put it together. What's an event that maybe is like that classic moment?
That's kind of unfair, you know, because like, Dave, I got to show up right now, so I could turn to that and be like, yeah, you know, that one. But like, actually, you know what? Yeah, no, I have to say the event that, like, you know, the exhibit that I curated at Snug. Mm-hmm. I was going to say an event I did last year, but the show at Snug, for y'all for the people listening that doesn't know, it's called, I curated an exhibit that actually I've been working on since April of last year.
Yes.
And so it's been about like a 13-month process. And
I remember.
Bro, I've never worked on an event for as long as I did this one. So the entire experience was completely different. And the opening reception, we had over 300 people show up for local art.
Day.
Yeah, I've sourced 80, and I was just thinking about it recently. It's like I was able to source 83 pieces of local art from 26 different artists from all over the island, and like got legends from different mediums and whatnot. And just,
it was a great day, man.
Bro, and I got retweeted by RZA.
Yeah,
that's the Godfather, bro. Like, you know, so it's just like
real talk.
That I have to say that, like, you know, because that's an event that I got to see, like, that hard work truly pays off, and that I legit can do whatever I put my mind to, and that I have.
Truth.
A community that supports me the way that I support it, and that, and just to see all the love and support for everyone was there, and just, and like to have a moment where Staten Island got to see Staten Island, because we don't always get that. So like,
truth.
And people got to just, and people got to see the, what I see of Staten Island, or how I see Shaolin. Like, so,
yep.
It was a beautiful experience, and like, you know, shameless promo, go see it. It's up to May 6th.
Yeah, it's still up till when? May 6th?
May 6th. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Shaolin into the 36 Chambers. And you know what's wild?
What's this?
Wu-Tang's debut album turns 25 this year.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that until this year. And it's like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. I just really wanted to pay homage, and it's just like, it's wild. I just thought that's like, it's just crazy. Like, who would have thought?
That, so there were how many artists in part of that?
26 different artists.
Sick.
Yeah.
And were they all from Shaolin?
Yep. All from that. All from Shaolin, man. Yeah.
So we know from basically, from most of what we've been talking about so far, Shaolin's come up several times.
Mm-hmm.
There's several people that haven't been out to Shaolin, but I think over the last few years, I think several dozen between both the events we've thrown. Lots of new people came to the borough, and it gave them a really good first impression.
Yeah.
Because I remember meeting people at your event. They're like, oh, I'm from Bronx. And I got a bunch of people in the Bronx. And it's been dope, man. I think low-key, you know, we're not in, like, the papers as people that are developing or creating properties in this place.
He said we're the developers low-key, though.
But I think the artist...
Yeah,
I feel
bro,
like the
give
artist,
me a high five on that. Influences. Like, yes.
Everyone plays their part, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there are people that actually build, and then there's also people that create something for people to build. Mm-hmm. And it's dope to be the second one. And it's dope to see the work you've been putting in, you know, and it's all love. Everyone does their thing, but I think it just definitely helps the narrative. You know, so if you ever feel like, I'm sure you don't feel this way, but if anyone ever feels like, oh, what I'm doing, no one's really seeing, it's as you see, as you're a proof, it eventually adds up, and you have hundreds of people there, and they're like, what? This is crazy. And then it just gives them hope. And then the hope, like, it just builds the hope. And I think that's so powerful. I think having hope and being around people that are creating, they're like, oh, wow, he spent 40 hours on this? I'm going to spend 40 hours on that party I wanted to throw my uncle. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, then it happens. And then you see that it happens. And then you believe other things could happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a really good cycle that you're creating and adding to. And shout out to everyone out there creating something. It's, you know, it's brick by brick, I always say. Like, it all adds up. Yeah. And I think you're doing your thing, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah. You're the big homie, man. This is a moment. Like, you know, like, Dave, honestly, like, thank you for, like, allowing me to be here and, you know, us kicking it in this way, because when you said, hey, April 4th, I was like, you know what, that's a great way to spend my birthday. So, like, for real, man. Thank you, like.
Of course.
Much love, bro, like, for real, like, thank you.
Of course, man.
Like, you inspire the hell out of me, bro, so, like, you know. Thank you for making this day really big for me. Cause, like,
of course, man.
You're right. It's people. Everyone has people that they look towards for inspiration. And to hear you say that and, like, you know, saying, like, big brick by brick, I'm like, this why I fucks with this man, yo. You're right, Dave. Don't stop dreaming, man. I can't stop. I won't stop. Because it's like, you know what? Yeah. And, like, it word. And,
yeah,
like, you know, one thing that I really enjoy, like, and I know you see it too. Like, it's like your whole mindset, man. Aspire to inspire. And, like, it's such a beautiful thing because it's like, you know, you create this tidal wave of change and all the ripples. Sometimes people don't look at the ripples or the effects of what they're doing. And that's where some of the most beautiful things lie, because it's like, yeah, man, like, yo, all right, so Dave, I got another story. When we first, like, how recently I gave, shout out to my boy Tim Brown, backup.
Shout out to him.
I gave him a, so back in the day when Stereotype, congratulations, because this is the big year,
it's,
right?
It's going to be the double digits.
Yeah, it's the big year. Happy 10, bro. So in about 2008, or probably around 2009, I went to the hashtag, it wasn't, oh my bad, the cup.
The cup.
And not the hashtag, bro. It
was it
not
the cup or the full cup?
It was some type of utensil. It was some type of cup. Got it. Was one of the cups, and it's back when you had the Not Afraid pins.
Oh.
And it's like, I've had that for years, and I found it recently. Nice. And I found it around Christmas time, and Tim Brown, he's in backup. They have a song called Not Afraid.
Oh, really?
And I gave it to him as a Christmas gift, man.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's like, Yeah, it's just, it's wow, 10 years, man. It's just, it's crazy because, like, really, we didn't even know each other like that at the time. I was like, oh, yeah, I got these pins. Like, yeah, man, I love this pin.
That's so cool, man. It's so cool because that was the exact emotion that an artist aims to have. So to even hear that, because I put that out, that was around when Eminem put out Not Afraid.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I said to myself, I was like, how come he doesn't have merch that reflects this? It was all just name merch, Eminem. It was before all like the pop-up shops in Soho and at V Files and Dove Market and all that stuff. And I wish like he saw that, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make it. And it's cool that that emotion came from that, like at that moment, and then you gave it to him. That's what really art could do, man.
Yeah.
Could really live beyond the moment in which it was created.
Word. And like, that was one of my favorite songs, like that song, like by Tim, by Backup. Mm-hmm. I heard, that was one of my favorite songs of like last year that I heard. And when I found that pin, I was like, yo, this is a perfect Christmas gift. And I had to make sure I told him the whole story behind him. I'm like, yo, nice, you don't understand this OG stereotype code, man. People ain't up on this, yo. It's before the enamel pin wave, bro. They not up on this, Tim. And so I had to make sure. And, like, you know, it felt really great because, like, that I feel as though, like, you know, with it being my birthday, like, you mm-hmm. know, I don't know if people can see the live, like, some people watching the live cam. I came in here with a box of Popeye's chicken. Yes, I did. But like,
never feel guilty for that.
That's, nah, but it was
unless
a gift.
It's every day.
Yeah, but. My friend, we went out. Like, I was recording with my boy Brandon.
Nice.
And when I jumped out the car, I was with Brandon.
Oh, okay.
So for the people that I don't know, that's my partner in crime, Brandon. He goes by the name New.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody calling me. They need to. I'm on the radio. But so we were recording, and nice. Like he was like, yo man, you want to go out? Like it was him, his friend Julie, and then Bree, his girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you want to go out to eat like Popeyes real quick? He's like, yeah. And then we went, we recorded, had a good time, we laughed. And then he was like, yo man, my, like, you know, my bad, was like an expensive, like, you know, food. It's like, bruh, nah. It's about how to, like, thank you for even caring enough to spend time with me. And, like, you know, us being able to sit and eat and just real enjoy fun. Each other's company. Because it's not about the amount of something spent. It's about exactly. the come from.
Exactly.
And, like,
that's,
you know,
so real.
With giving Tim that, it made me realize, like, you know, and just, like, it's funny to bring it up today. Because, like, the act of giving a gift, like, some people sometimes get it twisted because it's just about the meaning to you and what it can mean to that person, and you letting them know, like, yo, this is, because, like, you know, I know that's a really special little, like, you know, a pin that I gave him. It's like with history, like that pin is old. Like, you know,
yeah, I think 2010 or 11, so at least 5-6 years old.
Yeah,
that's really cool, man. That's so, I know you got a lot happening. We're gonna definitely talk about the different projects or different stuff people could look out for. But I know Shaolin has a special place in your heart. A lot of people haven't been here, or a lot of people are here and maybe they don't leave the home too much, or maybe they're too busy. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna give you a couple of things. Just give a recommendation.
Hey.
So I'm gonna drop place thing or something, and we'll do a couple of them, see where it goes.
I'm lit. I'm happy. I'm high. It's lit.
So what's a good spot late at night after midnight to grab food any day of the week?
Oh, that's an easy one. You're going to El Patron. I gotta say El Patron because it's a Mexican diner that's 24/7, man. That is wild. And, like, you can get late night. You can get a whole chimichanga, tacos, burritos if you want. I think they got cheeseburgers if you kind of want to be on more of that side of things. But, like, definitely. And I would say definitely check out any diner. I'll say, because Staten Island's huge
diner
for diners.
Diner game is on point.
Yeah, like, you know,
Unicorn,
and,
yeah, Dakota.
Like, rest in peace, Mike's Place on Noodle Plain, R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, definitely like the Unicorn. And the thing is, why, like, I would definitely suggest that for the people that are listening outside of Staten Island, and for the people listening in Staten Island, unicorns, my bad. Diners do not stay open all night everywhere. So make use out of your 24-hour diner, because you can go up to the Catskill and they're like, yeah, it's 10 o'clock, the diner's closing. Like,
gotcha.
That sounds unheard of. Mm-hmm. So I'm got to choose my El Patron, man. That's what I'll tell them. They got to check it out, El Patron.
Great place to get a slice during the day. In any neighborhood.
In any neighborhood.
That go-to slice.
That go-to slice, like, you know, yo, it depends on if I'm trying to spend a dollar or get a quality slice of pizza.
I would say, you know, budget don't matter on
this budget
one.
Don't matter. All right, we balling out, bro. We balling out on the slice. We going to Paulie's. We going to Paulie's Pizza.
And they're affordable, too.
They are.
The two-slice and a soda, $3.
Yeah, like, I can't love.
Go, or $3.50.
Yeah, Paulie's Pizza, and then, like, you know, right now, with that, if you say, hey, you know what, I want to turn to full-blown Italian lunch, you go to Rigo's next door, say, hey, I want some wine with my pizza. Think about, I think that's the only place like, a pizzeria that's right next to a place you can in the same place, get liquor. Like, you know,
that's true.
Revolutionary, man.
Yeah, man, Bay Street. Bay Street's on the come up, man.
Word.
I'd definitely say. Most reliable bus.
Oh, man. The most reliable bus. The one you don't need to catch. Damn.
No reliable bus?
Yeah, especially on my line, because, like, you know, 70. I was like, because. No.
Okay.
No, like, nah.
All right. I got another one then.
The train.
Most underrated MC from Staten Island.
Me. I'm joking. I'll say most underrated rapper MC from Staten Island. Can I actually answer this as a 2P?
Sure.
Because I'll say most underrated as far as has already blown up. And then, like, you know, on the come up, Method Man is the legit one of the most underrated MCs ever. He had, not only has one of the most versatile flows ever. It's a very strongly crafted lyrics, as well as an amazing delivery and great beat selection and catalog that actually inspired so many people.
OG.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, and think about it this way, right? People weren't really, and why you got to really give, he was on some nerd shit. Like, you know, he has his song, before anybody was like, he's on a Batman soundtrack.
He was on some weird stuff before Missy, bro.
Yo,
and I feel like Missy really pushed the weirdness in a good way. Madonna, too.
Have you ever listened to the song The Riddler?
No, I gotta check it.
Yo, so it's on the it's that Batman movie that had Jim Carrey as the Riddler in the '90s,
okay.
And Method Man, RZA did the beat, and Method Man wrote a song for that soundtrack. It is one of the coolest tracks ever. It's like low key a deep cut, but it also just shows how much he's had an influence on. I'll say nerd culture when it comes to, like, video, like, you know, from games to, like, you know, comic books. Okay. And it's like, that inspired those MCs that be talking about all this, like, you know, everything I'm saying, I'm Super Saiyan like Goku, like, you know. So, Meth, I have to,
And Indie?
And Indie, that's actually rough because I'm, like, really connected to the Pulse now.
Yeah, I feel that.
Who I will honestly say is super under... Nobody that I know listening to this. All you MCs. I'm just... none of y'all get mad. But I'll say the person that I feel is, like, really underrated right now.
I'll say mine, too.
Yeah? All right. I'll say... Thank you. Appreciate it. It's a bunch of pressure. I'll say the most underrated is legit... Wow, they're a whole. That's really hard.
It's tricky because there's no like magazine saying who's who and all that, but
yeah.
I feel that.
It's a lot of people because, like, you know where my mind's at right now? Because it's like some of the people I want to name, they're getting attention, but they're also not getting attention.
I feel that.
May be getting attention from, like, local people, but as far as, like, you know, I say industry, like, you know, like, okay, like industry picking it up and whatnot. Because, like, you know.
Gotcha.
So it's like, it makes it kind of rough answering the question because, like, the first person I. Like, comes to my mind, and I told him yesterday, I'm like, yo, you the people champ. I was actually chilling with him. It's Eddie I. Eddie I is underrated, in my opinion.
I don't think he's underrated. I think he gets mad props. I would say Squeegee O.
Yeah? For real?
I don't think he gets as many shows, and I think he's super dope lyricist.
That's that altered beast.
But right? I think Eddie gets all the props that he's on this thing. He's on KOT. He's on all these things. Everyone's like
you know
loving
what
he does.
I'm going to answer it differently than another question. I'm going to answer it differently. Because the reason I said that was because like just on the
In terms of the world, yes. I feel like he has a long way to go.
Yeah, because like you know like Staten Island shit has a bunch of eyes looking at it right now. Because you got like Squid Nice and Lou the Human popping off here. So like now they're like, okay, maybe there's something to be here. But then it's also like you had those people who have been working at this. All the people that we both named have been working at the same time as like, you know, Lou the Human and Squid Nice. So that's why I kind of, in that sense, I'm like, oh, it's kind of underrated, but I hear what you're talking about. I would have to say, honestly, almost underrated and, like, you know, on the come up, underground, I got to say New. Because New is actually crazy ass lyricist.
Still not so many followers, not viral, not on, but he's a beast.
Yo,
I agree.
And he has, like, 4 albums out. And, like, you know, and
super cool.
It just... You know why I say I'll give him that too? Because it comes down to, and not even throwing shade at it, but everybody makes songs completely differently.
Yeah.
I've seen this process and like listen, he creates stories. He can give you bars, stories and whatnot, but how he makes his tracks is just like even like the ear selection for beats, it's like, yo man, people need to give this kid more credit because boy's nice and he engineers his own music. It's just like super MC.
I think 5-year plan, I think he got a good, he's going to make good progress.
Yeah.
I think he's overhead a lot of the time with the bars. It's not as in your face. It's not as obvious. It's a lot of it is very Andre 3K vibe.
Yeah.
Like you got to kind of look back and be like, what the hell is he talking about? You know, like, it's a lot of what the hell is going on.
You gotta
listen
again and be like, oh.
Yeah, he's not like in your face Migos, like, you know exactly what he's saying every word. You know what I mean? And Migos is cool, you know, nothing. But I'm saying the styles are way different.
Actually, I got another question in for you. Give me three of more people you think are underrated right now on the scene. It could be like hip hop.
On the scene?
Yeah.
Most underrated photographer.
Ooh, damn.
A lot of people are getting a lot of love, you know, but...
But you, okay, so I'll say underrated photographer. I would have to say my boy Chris Oliva.
Like, he's really good.
Like, he's somebody that, like, can, like, really take, like, phenomenal... So, actually, huge shout out. Anybody that's seen that picture, the picture for the Snug Harbor show,
he
took that photo.
Yes.
So, and it's like, you know, and...
He's dope, man. He puts in that work. He does a lot of really good model shots and did a lot of a few videos recently, and he has a good eye, man.
Yeah, I just feel as though, like, you know, it comes down to, like, I feel like not too many people, like, really, like, know what he's doing. And, like, that...
There's certain people that are on the front page. They're getting every gig. He's not as... I feel like he's a little introverted, too. Like, he's kind of in the cut. You know, I think in time, I think he has... He'll get his dues.
Yeah.
I think he's still paying the dues a lot.
Because, like...
Because he's kind of only popped on the scene the last year or two. That's you know, true. Like Mike Shane, bro. He's been in the game like 14 years.
Mike Shane
in the
is, borough. Mike Shane is a
least,
myth.
At least
Mike 14, Shane 15. Isn't real. That's a legend, bro. He's not real. Mike Shane is Mike Shane.
Exactly, man.
Mike Shane comes in on rollerblades, on roller skates. Yeah, like that doesn't that doesn't even sound real life, man. Mike Shane is a myth. But all right, I'll give you two more on like on the underrated for me. And because it makes it kind of hard, because like you know, there's like you know, because I'll say that. Because there's levels to it. Because, like, you know, one of the first people I thought of, like, you know, too, is, like, you know, I think Tabitha Tertio can be, like, kind of considered underrated in a sense because, like, you know,
yeah,
I feel like her work definitely should be seen more. And as far as, like, Christine Cruz, like, you know, Christine Cruz, like, you know, she's some really people... good. Know her like for Project Alice, but also at the same time, I'll say not enough for like Word. What, like, because this is somebody that's working, made a team, but and also with her own vision that creates narratives, like you know, tackling things. And it, I think that when it comes to photography and the art, that it's like that should be looked at as much too, like, you know, it's like okay, like I can take pictures of a model, but like what if when these photographers give you like this whole like shoot that they've detailed with meaning and stuff behind it. So that's my three underrated, Dave. With this
is dope, man.
It's a hard question for me to just choose. These couple ones are hard for me to just choose one, Dave.
Yeah, no. And I like it too because it's not like the best, you know, like because the best always creates this whole beef thing.
Exactly. And it's like, yo, fuck that. We can all win together.
Yeah, we're on some... Who deserves more shine?
Exactly. You know?
I like this conversation.
Yeah, me too. It's like, you know, like... Here's the thing. The moon and the stars all shine at the same time in the sky.
That's real.
You know? And just and then when the sun is up, that don't mean that those stars aren't there shining.
Truth.
You just can't see it in your hemisphere at the moment.
Mm. I like that.
Deep.
What's a good place to get records in the borough?
There's actually... So, you know, I haven't bought a record really too much on Staten Island.
Okay.
But I know a few places... I would definitely say that places that got like cool crates. If you want to get like old school crates, you can go old school digs. Like I would say, go to Everything Goes Cafe on Bay Street. They have a record. Record selection in the back of the store, and the record player, so you can actually like listen to them and see, like, check them out.
Nice.
And there's this spot on Forest that's right off Forest.
Majors.
Yeah.
I would definitely say Majors.
Like, I actually bought I bought a few records from there.
Both gems. Like, those are places that I highly recommend people support. Because just with the, you know, the way real estate and things are going up, like,
keep
those
business.
Places rocking. Because those are literally, like, endangered species in the borough.
Where else can you buy a record?
That's it.
Like, it's
there
like
was one in Newdorp, I think, and I think it closed not too long ago.
Tariq and them don't sell records?
Where?
Tariq and them don't sell records?
No. Mm. Speaking of, what's a good spot? An exclusive streetwear shop. In Staten Island.
So I actually got a name too for you. Because, like, there's a few. I'm gonna drop some gems on them, Dave. I'm gonna drop some gems. First and foremost, gotta give it up for Richmond Hooko. You gotta give it up. First and foremost, been
Most
going
up.
Strong for years, and the glow up has been beautiful. Like, it's
truth,
amazing. And like, honestly, the streetwear is also a. They have, like, layers of streetwear when it comes down to stuff that's, like, super inspired by Staten Island, and then streetwear that is, like, you know, that is just dope. And, like, you know, to see Staten Island reflective in a cool brand that's, like, you know, also homegrown, it's like, yes, you best believe I'm, like, I want to support. It's dope. And then I will also say Shaolin Galore. Like,
Word.
Not too many people, I feel like, really.
Are they open?
Yeah.
Still? Okay, cool.
Yeah. So shout, you got to definitely check out Schallenberg.
Dope.
And excuse me, and Create Gallery on Forest. Word, like word. I know that they have like some merch there by like different up and coming artists that like, you know.
Dope. Yeah.
So.
Dope, man.
Yeah. How about you?
I'd have to say Richmond Hood, man, in terms of longevity, in terms of not just streetwear, but like just culture, yeah, borough-wise, Richmond Hood.
Word. I mean, last time I was in Richmond Hood, I saw you rapping, bro.
There's so many dope shops, you know, that's not, but I would always recommend that one because you gotta, you don't just get streetwear there.
Word. Like, you know, you get pins. You got pins, you vintage can get art stuff. There.
Yep, like art.
They have like this. It's a great store.
Honestly, yeah. Great. Shout out content. To everyone who does their thing.
Word.
Place to get a bagel. Staten Island's bagel game is on point.
Honestly, shout out to your local Habibi fam. Like, and like, you know, that means friend for people that don't know the New York slang. But yeah, now honestly, you can go to like almost any deli and there's like it's a good bagel.
Yeah,
like water. You know,
it's nice here.
Yeah, it's the minerals.
Something in the water.
Yeah, man. I mean, don't even get me started on the Staten Island water stuff, man. I know too many sets of twins, and I like that's eight. I know like eight sets of twins.
Wow,
that's eight. That's like 19. Yeah, so it's just like it's wild. I think there's something really in the water.
So we always get down to this point where we don't want it to end, but we're getting down to the wire. I could always, you're always welcome back, man.
Yeah.
What
I hold you on it.
So I guess, you know, you've had your highs, you've had your lows. What would you tell someone that's going through a low to climb that, you know, to get over that hump, to get over that mountain? Because I know you've had a come up, you're still on a come up, you've overcame some, you know, some situations that not everyone have been through. You know, life wasn't easy breezy, as they would put it, for you. Not everything was just served to you on a plate. You went out and got it. What advice would you give to someone that's like going through something, but they have that vision, they have that place they want to go?
So the advice that I would give to that person in that low, and I'm going to speak to them as if I'm talking to them right now, is that you have to know that your vision and what you want to create in your life and for what you want to create in this world, that if that is what you want and desire and crave for, you have to see it. You have to before... You can actually see it. You have to believe it before it's ever fucking real, because you're the one that makes it happen. People have your back. People will support you in that, in this low time, that get your head right. Like, you know, do it with the things that support you and go to people that inspire you. Be around positivity and focus on the vision. Just focus on the vision. Even when it's cloudy, just always know that there's a sun behind the clouds. When it gets dark, always know that the moon lights through the darkness. And always know that anything is possible. Nothing's impossible, because I'm possible is in that word. And
I love it.
Don't be a victim of circumstances. Circumstances do not define you. Like, people have this ideology that, like, life is this way, so I can't do this. I can't go to XYZ because of this. It's like, okay, that may be real, but will you do whatever it takes to make your goal happen? You know, will you look at it in another perspective and ask for support? Because that's another thing, too. I would say to this person that's going through that low is, like, ask for support. People don't know how to, like, you know, people will all, you, everyone has some type of support in their circle. Even if they may not see it right away, people need to know how to support you. Whether it's like, hey, you know, it supports me through a hard time. I like to go take a walk in the park. Right. Hey, Dave, would you like to go take a walk with me? And it's like, all right, yeah, let's go take a walk. Like, exactly. You know, yeah, so. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And cool. I would say most importantly, like, you know. But on that support note, always know that every foundation for, and like for that low time, homie, if you're going through it, every foundation is built on support beams. They don't call them help beams. Getting help and getting support are two totally different things. It's okay to get support because every solid foundation has support.
That's real, man.
So look towards the light. Be open. Love what you do. Love who you are. Be honest, authentic, and go get yours by any means necessary. And that's what I would say.
That's a pocket full of gems right there, man. Maybe just let us know if what maybe we could look forward to. I know you always like pulling the rabbit out of the stereotype hat.
Yeah. But, so I'll
maybe
say
a hint, maybe if you want a hint, or feel free to let us know.
I got you. So first and foremost, make sure you go check out Shaolin Into the 36 Chambers at the Newhouse Center for Contemporary Art at Snug Harbor. It's open Wednesdays.
Okay.
It's open Thursdays through Sunday. And you can find all the information on www.snugharbor.com. Snug Harbor Culture, CGB. Searching Snug Harbor. I just tried to hit y'all with that and I like forgot it. And I would say what I got coming up, I have an artist talk coming up.
Nice.
About that's with the show, that's basically talking about the importance. And if you're from Staten Island, make sure you definitely come out. It talks about the power of representation, the power of representing narratives, and why it's important to embrace multiple narratives right now with all the development coming around, which actually points to a lot of things we talked about. So, guys, make sure you come out April 19th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Newhouse. And the last thing I'm going to say on the art music tip, I released my first single today.
Nice.
For a mixtape that I'm working on.
Okay.
The mixtape's called Dragon Style.
Nice.
And the song is called Osgood.
Nice.
Featuring send my boy New.
I'd love to have it.
Yeah, man. Just dropped it today. Before I came here. Before I came here, it was just like, yo, it's a birthday gift to me and to everybody. And it's just like, you know, so make sure you check it out. It's the first single off it. I got some more, but I can't let them know. Max is silent.
Yo, man. Maybe just drop the gram for the fam. And once again, man, you're always welcome. You always got my support, man. Till the end. There is no end.
Never with that, the love, man. Appreciate
so,
you, bro.
What's the gram, and where can they find you on the social media?
All right, guys, so you can follow me on Instagram at Mike Diverse, MikeDieXverse. That's me. And you can also find me on Facebook at Jatik Long Art. Like, how do you spell Jatik? I'm going to break it down for you. JAHTIEKLONG. If you guys want to pick my brain or anything like that, want to talk music, want to talk Staten Island, I don't know, want to grab a drink, I don't know, holla at me. And like, you know, follow me on the gram. And yeah, man, this is, you'll see more of me. I ain't going nowhere. It's been a long time to make, and I'm glad to be here.
Much love, man.
Thank you.
Of course, bro. That's good, man.
It's good to see you, man.
So we got the one and only Jatik Long. Make sure you check him out, Mike Die X Verse, on the gram. This is Type 88, episode 19. As you know, we've been doing the Type 88 freestyle, so we got a special guest in the building.
Yo, yo, yo. Appreciate it. What's going on, Dave? What's going on, man?
He just dropped his new project, Frequencies, not too long ago. He got something in the works.
Yes, sir.
How you sound on the headphones?
Turn me up a little bit, my headphones. Just a little bit.
You good on that?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We sounded good. Hey, you mind if I take my jacket off, get a little comfortable?
Of course, of course.
Cool.
So let's
do this.
Drop that right there.
Let's do this, man. Oh, shit. My bad. What I got for my jacket? I'm going to just lay this down. Anywhere?
Yeah. Anywhere's good right there. So this guy, he just dropped Frequencies. It's one of my favorite projects right now.
Appreciate that,
out of people from Staten Island. And just underground artists. And there's a lot of deep ones. My personal faves are R-A-I-N. And then, what was that other one? For So Long. Those are my jams.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. You're talking about Rain too, right?
Yeah. Thank you, man. So we got it. We got a little something for the team.
Yeah, man. I got another special announcement too. Pressure Makes Diamonds is actually my next project I'm working on.
Okay.
I'm looking to release that this summer.
Sick.
It's coming ASAP, man.
No doubt, man.
Can I show some love to some people real fast?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to my brother Truth, Chris Guy Heat, Manny, Big Dan, what's up? Scythe, Deli, what's up? Seth, my grandmother, of course, I love you if you listen and you tuned in. Whoever else I forgot to mention, I love you. I appreciate all my supporters, man. Let's do what we do, man. Yeah. V. Turn me up a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah, you can turn up the instrumental too. Yeah, one time, look, good. I can never let you tear me down. I love it, they talk that shit when I'm not around. Karma, fuck it up, you'll see it down, Paul. Keep praying for my downfall. If you ain't about peace and love, you can never be down, dog. New year, next step towards success. Haven't felt that feeling yet, working at it like I'm obsessed. It took some time to understand laws of cause and effect, but something tells my hurting heart that I could be up next. While the closest ones to you always become your enemies. Always knew there was something you weren't telling me. Is it your insecurities, or your jealousy? Snakes in the grass, they never who they pretend to be. Some guys lost their minds, I suggest try therapy. Only a few if that shall remain next to me. And if they disappear, then it's just part of my destiny. Shit is just part of my destiny. The road to success, prepare yourself, cause shit change. The growth comes self-awareness, so how could I complain? I've been high on life, yet to jump out of a plane. When I was young, I didn't get it, but there's so much to obtain. And if you don't sacrifice, don't expect shit to change. If you don't sacrifice, don't expect shit to change. I forever keep a G. I'm focused on the growth, gratitude, the glory, and the gain of everything in this life. I'm not here to entertain. Before I die, I guarantee to all know my name is VR. Keep that running. It's VR, yeah, look. I wonder when I'm gone, who would be missing me? Maybe I'm lost, I drown in my own misery, shit. And it's killing me, full of contradictions. See, this point in my life, I just wanted peace and simplicity. What's gotten into me? I'm missing me. Thought I had it all under control, but there's a missing link. Gotta get a hold. Times I feel just to let it all go, like my father did. Couldn't figure why he never fucked with me. Try to be a man about it, but look what it done to me. Now I deal with things more subtle, see? Wasn't surprised when he didn't want custody. Tears from my mother's eyes, but it didn't mean much to me. Look me in my face, everything just made me hungry. I could care less if you don't fuck with me.
Hey.
I faced obstacles to have me low as possible. Like every problem in life was unsolvable. Really, it was a blessing to learn exactly what not to do. Look in the mirror, cause you're the only one that's stopping you. And don't let the thought of it ever bother you. Shit.
Hey.
Ever bother you. Hold on. The thought of it ever bother you. Look. Let it ride one time. VR, look. Hey, it's VR one time. Look. A lot of rappers don't impress me. I've been quiet lately on this road to success. See, for as long as I've expressed how many really understand me. Nigga bring stress when your enemies are the one you supposed to call your family. Quote unquote, know one another on this road to growth. Why does it seem I'm the only one who's grown? I mean, tell me what's changed. You smile in my face, but behind my back, constantly have something to say. Your ego is in the way when I'm never there. Talking to the next person like he really even cares. Your problem is you unaware of the karma that you share. Try to say a prayer thinking life ain't fair. Lonely when nobody there. And how you tell me it leaves me no profit, it holds no value. I think that I should start a how-to video, show you how it really goes. You were blessed with gifts, my child. We call that an indigo. Yeah. Said we call that an indigo. Can I hit the acapella real fast?
V.
Call that an indigo. V. I said we call that an indigo. I use the equalizer, an amplifier that could boost my auto, inspire my mind up, you know, getting higher. We make mistakes that we regret, then ask for forgiveness. And to be honest, that repetition becoming sickening. The universe is my witness. God, I hope you're listening, cause they won't. So tell me what I'm missing. Gotta go and get it with this dollar and a dream. Bitch, I'm about to blow. And say once you disagree, we'll be yelling in my shows. Shit, that's just how it goes. Respect this growth. I developed this flow by sticking to my roots and spinning from the soul. Boy, your style is cold. Yeah, I know. And my heart will get by. And the sun always shines. And it's hard to feel alive when you feel dead inside. Shit, but look outside. It's a fucking genocide. Still, can't save the world until I save myself. Better be aware of those you ask for help. And never care if it won't benefit their wealth. Well, we'll see how long it carries your mental health. You see, I observe it all for what it really is. This robotic lifestyle, that's all full of shit. As I'm losing more hope on this road for too long. Trying to find my way home, but I made it this far. What the fuck I'm doing wrong? Now I'm proud of myself, no less. Even when it feels I don't progress, it's a process. Coming from my city, shit, I know I'm the best. And I know I ain't arrogant, had to get that off my chest. And I listen to y'all lyrics, shit, nobody comes correct. When the smoke clears, we see who's left, bitch. Yeah. And this is how I feel from 93 till. If I don't do it, then tell me who will. It's VR, a.k.a. Mr. Nobody, young son God, child of the sun. Peace and love, man. Thank you.
Yo, VR. Yo, let people know where to find you, man.
You can find me everywhere. IG. And all social media platforms. _ ITSVR. It's VR. And if you want to find me on my website, it's ITSVRmusic.com. It's VRmusic.com. Peace and love to the whole world, man, that support me. I appreciate you. We only going up from here, man. Believe that.
Much love, man. Make sure to check out Pressure Meets Diamonds dropping soon.
Yes, sir. Frequency's out right now. Pressure Makes Diamonds is on the way. And it's...